And I'm hooked on a feeling. Hey, I'm high on believing that you're in love with me.
Welcome to the Security Today podcast brought to you by Sprinter Business Solutions. Sprinter has a passion for technology, and with the calling card of the cleanest work environments in the low voltage industry, Sprinter IT is a robust leader in the technology sector. They lead in managed services, datacom, and security, so check them out at SprinterIT.com and at SprinterDatacom on Instagram. I'm your host, the most evolved uncle in security, Uncle Bear. That's right, Uncle B-A-E-R underscore, and I'm on Instagram and Twitter. Also at Security Today Podcast on Instagram and at BlackPicketFenceOnline.com for your educational needs. That's right, give me a like and a follow, and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. I cannot tell you how jazzed I am that this podcast is humming and drumming. That's right, we haven't missed a Wednesday. Knock on wood, and we're back again for another news and highlights. Look, I got a crazy summer coming up, okay? And for operational security purposes, I'm not going to tell you what that means, but I can tell you that I'll be in and out, but I'm making sure to schedule content coming up so that you continue to get Security Today content. So, just so you know that, I love you and I'm trying to take care of you. Now, I know. I said that I was actually going to bring you a video podcast this week, but you can't have your cake and eat it too, Kevin. You can't. And I still am working on scheduling a recap with Sprinter CEO Chris Tiffany and Trevor Klein, B&D manager, as they were my plus ones to the ISC event of the century. And a threefold perspective from three first timers is just absolutely gold for any industry elites trying to hang with the new kids on the block. That coming, okay, that's coming. It's super dependent on me right now, but I promise I'm working on it. And I can promise you next week that I will actually be returning with a video interview. That's right. I'll have Rob from Los Alamitos Locksmith on another hashtag bid to bank, as I already have it recorded. So frankly, you're welcome. All right. You're welcome. I also am working on getting a position paper out. That's right. It's actually paused my progress on the basics courses, though that is moving along smoothly. It's a position paper on the right to privacy and the banning of TikTok. I expect it to change your mind and have you delete the app right away. Yes, high expectations. But I'm writing like it will, so expect the soft, forceful velvet hammer that the bear is, and that I am going to come into your world and try to obliterate everything that you love. I can't wait. But first, let's talk about what we're going to talk about. It is Star Wars out here for perimeter security with SinStar Underground Force Fields. Rapid Response is pushing the industry forward in actually a very healthy way. And Evolve is dying by its own sword, but we need to check ourselves before we wreck ourselves. Let's get on to the chit or the shout out. That's right. Every single week that I put out news and highlights, I try to bring a shout out, and I am bringing you one today. It is Instagram participants that are in the low voltage industry and the security industry that are doing excellent work, handling themselves and raising the bar, making sure that there is someone out there to look to and say, I wish I was doing it more like them. That's how they get on the podcast. And this week it is at Los Al Lock. That's right. LOSALLOCK. And that is Los Alamitos Locksmith that I talked about. That's been around since 1955. And next week I will get the current owner, Rob Albert, on the episode with a hashtag bid to bank. I'm giving you a bit of a pregame here to go get your, to gather your homework, get a little OSINT in, to get ready for the podcast, because it's a banger. They do almost everything in security, and they run a very community-rich shop. So follow their stuff, Tune in next week to catch a breakdown from the beginning of a bid to putting the money in the bank with Rob from Los Alamitos Locksmith. That is at Los Al Lock on Instagram. Follow them right now. Let's get on to the chit chat. Rapid Response Monitoring Services, based in Syracuse, New York, if you didn't know, has achieved a significant milestone in the security industry by becoming the first third-party monitoring center to adopt and receive the UL-CAVS listing for the TMA-AVS-01 alarm validation scoring standard. I know that means pretty much nothing to most of you, but listen, this was a standard that was developed by the Monitoring Association, the TMA, and compliant with actually ANSI regulations. That's the American National Standards Institute. AVS-01 aims to enhance professional monitoring services by providing accurate scoring and classification of intrusion alarms. So it is a standard that now the third-party monitoring space of the industry can actually hook their ladder to and make sure that we are all climbing into excellence. Morgan Hertel, Vice President of Technology and Innovation at Rapid, emphasized the importance of AVS-01 in improving situational awareness and enabling specialists to convey a more comprehensive understanding of security incidents at monitored premises. Rapid Response's commitment to implementing this standard underscores its dedication to advancing industry standards and providing enhanced security solutions. The deployment of AVS-01 on January 15th of this year followed extensive preparation and 4 months of beta testing. Rapid Response's proprietary monitoring software analyzes alarm data. It applies standardized scoring based on the probability of unauthorized activity and generates priority levels for all intrusion alarms. By communicating AVS-01 scores to authorities during dispatch, Rapid Response aims to enhance protection, reduce calls for service, increase customer satisfaction, and offer a competitive edge to its dealers. Jeffrey Adkins, the president of Rapid Response, he emphasized that delayed deployment was not an option due to the significant benefits of AVS-01. The successful implementation of AVS-01 reflects Rapid Response's commitment to innovation, customer service excellence, and industry leadership. And I just like to see it when big companies like this really pour into things that will cause the industry to hold itself to higher standards, something that isn't necessarily red tape or litigation that they have to jump through just to get into place. But it is stuff like this that says, hey, we want to do better and we want it to do better for our integrators. There's nothing wrong with that. Let's get on to the product highlight. Sinstar is a global technology leader in advanced sensing and information management systems for the protection of infrastructure and facilities. Shout out to Marcos at Odin Networks. That's at ODINNETWORKS on Instagram. He's my boy. And he turned me on from one of his... You got me, Marcos. Oh, man. He led me to the Sinstar's Omnitrax via one of his reels, is how I should have said that. Omnitrax is a covert outdoor perimeter intrusion detection sensor. Buried sensor cables generate this invisible detection field. This sounds made up, but it's not. This invisible detection field that the system monitors to detect and locate intrusions. Being invisible, Omnitrax offers the lowest vulnerability to defeat, the VD, of any outdoor perimeter intrusion detection sensor while ensuring site aesthetics are maintained. The Omnitrax perimeter intrusion detection sensor stands as a pinnacle of security technology, boasting exceptional detection capabilities that transcend the conventional standards. With an impressive range of up to 800 meters per sensor processor, it meticulously identifies and pinpoints intrusions with unparalleled precision, accurate to within a mere meter. Okay, so imagine these two cables, right, that are buried about 1 to 3 meters apart, and they run your perimeter in any sense of fashion. You can't see them, right? They're not mounds. They're nothing like that. But they create this electromagnetic field around one another that is about 3 meters in width and I think like 3 meters in height. And when you walk through it, your body generates electricity. It pulls this this electromagnetic field along with you, right? That's physics. And that causes it to see that there was a disruption in the force. Yes. So Omnitrax's resilience against environmental factors makes it absolutely unparalleled, right? It remains impervious to the whims of nature, from harsh weather conditions to dense foliage, generating uninterrupted operation regardless of external influences. It doesn't matter if it's raining or if it has to go by a bush or anything like that. It remains as a staple field. So its sophisticated technology goes just beyond mere detection. It discriminates intruders based on conductivity, size, and speed, achieving detection rates exceeding 99% for standard size threats while maintaining a stringent 95% confidence level in rejecting smaller objects, thereby minimizing false alarms and enhancing security efficacy. So it knows what an adult human should look like, right? It knows what a car should look like. And if you get close to the field, it can tell, right? So if a car is driving alongside it, let's say the perimeter is buried right at the road, then it can see that car going alongside of it and at that speed know that it's a car. Or if a deer or a little bunny rabbit decides to hop through, it doesn't matter. It knows what it's looking for with a 95% confidence level. This met with integration absolutely blows perimeter security into the future and out of the water. Now, if someone crosses an indistinguishable, undeterminable line out at the edge of a property and a high zoom camera pinpoints where to look and two floodlights click on out at the eastern corner of the property, 99% of criminals are running hands down. So check it out. The link is in the show notes. Let's get into the meat. Evolve Technologies, that's EV. OLV, no E, is a company offering a technology suite that aims at detection services. They have a metal detector looking device that kind of flagships their brand, and it's described off their website as, quote, improves security by reliably detecting concealed threats and enables a directed search, leading to a more dignified and respectful screening process that empowers security professionals and enhances the visitor experience. End quote. Now, Evolve, no E, was all the rage, and it got its product into a good number of schools' thresholds over the last several years. Since then, they've had an inquiry pending from the Federal Trade Commission. They have an open investigation from the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. They're being sued by a student who was repeatedly stabbed by another student with a hunting knife, who had walked through an Evolve weapons detection unit. And their CEO seems to have landed Evolve in a lawsuit from its shareholders calling for a jury trial for wild claims like Evolve has signatures for all the weapons in the world, except for hunting knives. And with Evolve, people can gather together and know that nobody has a weapon except for a hunting knife. Their CEO also appeared on programs like Fox Business in a video entitled Evolve Technologies Uses AI-Powered Security to Detect Weapons. That sounds like Fox. And made claims that we've written the machine learning algorithms for all the guns, all the bombs, and all the large tactical knives in the world, except for that hunting knife. And our sensor system can be identified through those signatures quickly. Now, listen, I bring this up to touch on a bigger subject, okay? Evolve's in hot water, no E. Their stock tanked. Please don't be putting them in. And I hope you didn't spend too much time at their booth at ISC because they might not be around much longer. But there's a bigger spaceship on the horizon that I think that we should be thinking about more critically. That is that AI marketing tactic, right? With the rise of AI, it is awfully easy for companies to find some offshoot salt fleck of AI. They API hook it into their security product and then media blast that AI is saving the day through their brand of security, which leads to the second error in our tech culture. And that is that when we look at AI and machine learning, we often hone in so hard on what the artificial intelligence is doing that it begins to be talked about as this magic pill that's going to fix the problem it's after all on its own. So big tech swoons the company, right? And the company loads the marketing gun. And then we, the consumer, the integrator, pine over anything AI, like a 1980s Heather Locklear poster. And then we implement this as a security measure to keep our community safe. And we ditch security theory 101. Not that this is what is happening with people putting Evolve in, but It's a trajectory and a curve that we need to be aware of right now, or we're going to succumb to more things that end up being implemented that don't help, but they hurt. AI has its place moving forward in our industry. You should know based off this podcast that I like AI. I'm a big proponent of it, but a very specific thing when I say that. I want to clarify that I'm speaking of true AI, like machine learning or limited memory AGI, right? Image searching, notification-based systems, like these are often preached as AI, which on paper they might be true, but they're reactive AI. And they aren't advancing our systems in any sort of capacity of for us to be driving the amount of focus that we are at them, right? I digress. Listen, AI has its place and will revolutionize the way that our systems interact with the environments and the data that we can scrape off of physical sites for better understanding of the domain where our security is implemented. By the way, ninja plug. I actually have something coming down the pipe for Security Dojo. Might not be here for a month or two because of what I said earlier, but I am telling you, it is banging. So be excited for that. Anyways, the problem that I see in today's moments is that we are getting caught up in this one-trick pony or this silver bullet that is going to become the highlight of our security system, and people are going to get stabbed by hunting knives. Seriously, we need to be instead shooting for something called holistic security. Now, what I mean by that term is something relatively close to convergence in security, but it goes beyond just meddling in the logical and physical world together, as there are so many important dynamics outside of convergence that can play a critical role in securing a site. It also takes into account outside integrations. Holistic security takes into account SEPTED, incident response, security awareness among staff. It's about building an environment for the best possible success from the very start of security being implemented onto the site all the way through the day-to-day user experience of the C-suite, the employees, the customer, the clients, and the community. And then even beyond that with preparation of business continuity and incident response. Now, the point here is that we don't rely so heavily on the super shiny security control because it works really well, it looks super cool, and it was promised with AI capabilities. We mustn't throw out theory like defense in depth, where multiple security controls are placed on either side of the shiny AI weapons detection checkpoint, or security awareness training that has staff between the weapons detection point and the student in the crosshairs recognizing aggressive behavior and stopping incidents before they happen. Or SEPTED, crime prevention through environmental design, that psychologically began to weaken the desire to commit the crime from the point that the hunting knife perp drove on site, while simultaneously had active natural surveillance that led to territorial reinforcement and had other students and staff subconsciously alert for anything that might look out of the ordinary. Or maybe that an emergency help button wasn't far from the incident and school lockdown was already well practiced and effective at that moment. That firewalls and endpoint protection maybe caught several hunting knife searches in the library 2 weeks ago. These are all things that play into the environmental situation of the site and play into building that holistic security. I could go on and on, but you understand where I'm coming from. It is building this strong mesh network of security controls across several different domains that you are going to begin to reap the reward from holistic security. And better yet, your AI weapons detection checkpoint is going to be well supported for when claims were made and it underperformed, right? You put in something that maybe wasn't what you were sold, but that's okay. You already had an environment that was getting your back when that underperformed. You get to feel more secure for trying an AI product to help protect your campus, as you know at least there are four other barriers of entry for violent crime before anything can truly be enacted, right? All that said, this is where your mind should be when, as a security professional, when looking at a site. Yes, yes, geek out over the AI security products. Send them to me via DM and tell me that you might have just found the silver bullet to violent crime in schools. I'd love a fiery debate. And the googly eyes over the product or the thing that is software that you're sending me. But when you go to implement security onto a customer site, it's not time to geek and jab at Bear for his intenseness over not the silver bullet. It's time to implement fucking security like the left of bang, high-end professional that you are, remembering training, design principles, and security theory because you are trying to obtain a holistic approach, not sell them an AI-powered who's a what's it that lets hunting knives through, all right? Hashtag be the better tech. Look, that's it for the security today. Remember, this podcast is brought to you by Sprinter Business Solutions at SprinterDataCom on Instagram. DM me at UncleBAER_ with your thoughts, your stories, or resources. Follow the at Security Today podcast on Instagram and LinkedIn. And go to BlackPicketFenceOnline.com to make your life better. If you have tried any of the products that I ever mentioned, or you have information on them, please let me know. This is the interactive part. I am doing this. Oh, by the way, let me rant for a sec. I am doing this podcast so that you come to it. And every time you hear something or you watch something, you walk away better from it. I've been scrolling LinkedIn a lot lately, and there's a ton of fluff, man. There's a ton of content. Like, it's just so much fucking content. And I'm like, I think to myself, like, how am I going to build something that's even going to be noticed amongst all of this, like, all of these reeds and cattails and swamp? Like, what? How is my stuff even being watched or recognized when people are being overloaded with content from the security industry? But I can tell you that pushes me and drives me to make sure, to very much make sure that every single time you listen to me, every single time you click play or you go there or you take one of the courses, you're walking away like, that was good shit, man. That stuff's good shit. Like, it leaves me in my mind. It leaves me thinking. It leaves me moving. It leaves me shaking, and I'm getting better because of it. So that's the point out here. All right. Anyways, follow all those things. Also follow Tech Knowledge Worldwide. That's at TEKNOWLEDGEWW, as they are the community that is changing the technology sector on the ground level when it comes to a whole new freaking genre of philanthropy. So get it in now and reap the crown later, suckers. We'll see you next week on the Security Today podcast.